This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good afternoon, everyone. Shalom Aleichem. Baruchim Abam. We're continuing in the Sefer Tzipi Soli Yeshua. This is a seminal work of Rabbi Yisrael Meir, Kagan HaKohen. It's a small work. It's only three prakim. And this important work is addressing the question that will be asked of us after 120 Tzipi Soli Yeshua. Did you await the coming of the salvation Mashiach? Yesterday we established, we brought that the Brisker Rav taught, based on a careful reading of the Rambam, that there are two distinct articles of faith. One is to believe in the concept of Mashiach, and one is to eagerly anticipate his coming. And according to the Rambam, Mi she'enoi ma'amin boy, oi mi she'enoi mechake lebiyasoi, one who doesn't believe in him, or one who doesn't actively await his coming, is not only denying other prophets, but he's denying the Torah Moshe Rabbeinu. So let us, I can answer after the class.
Okay, fine.
But let us address what some of the verses that the Rambam brings to prove these two teachings. Again, that one has to believe in the coming of Mashiach, and one has to await his coming. So the Rambam cites the pasuk, "Vishav Hashem lekecha shvuzcha v'richamecha, vishav v'kibetzcha mikol ha'amim," that Hashem will return your captives. And the Rambam cites the pasuk, "Miya nidachacha b'ktzei hashamayim, yisham mikabetzcha," if those who are outcast from you are spread to the edges of the world, from there God will take you and He will gather you. And the question is, these psukim perhaps demonstrate that there is an article of faith to believe that Hashem will redeem us and return our captives. But from where do we see in any of these psukim that one is obligated to await His coming? Again, all these psukim articulate is that there will be a redemption. But from where do we see that one has to actively await His coming? The Rambam then cites a pasuk in Bilam, in Parshas Balak. The pasuk the Rambam quotes, "Erenu v'loy ata, ashurenu v'loy karav." Literally, "Erenu," I see the Mashiach, but not now. "Ashurenu," we would translate, "I gaze, I look at the Mashiach, although he's not close." Says the Brisker Rav, "Divrei Torah, aniyim b'makom echad, v'ashirim b'makom acher." Even though we would read the pasuk, "Ashurenu v'loy karav," I look at him and he's not close, and all we see is there is a concept of Mashiach, we need to turn to a pasuk in Hoshea with the commentary of Rashi. In Hoshea, Perek Yud Gimel, Pasuk Zayin, we read, "Va'ehi lohem k'may shachal, k'nomer al derech Ashur." Literally, "Va'ehi lohem k'may shachal," I will be to them like a young lion, "k'nomer," like a leopard, "al derech Ashur." We would read the words, "al derech Ashur," on the road to Assyria. Says Rashi in Hoshea, every single time the word Ashur appears, it's dagush. There's a dot in the shin. And this Ashur, there's no dot in the shin. That means, says Rashi, this does not refer to Ashur, Assyria, but rather, Ashur, says Rashi, ela eroiv. The word Ashur means, I wait an ambush, the eshkoid. And I anticipate, like in what pasuk? K'may ashurenu v'loy karav. Like in the pasuk in Parshas Balak. Ashurenu v'loy karav. Rashi in Hoshea is telling us that the words ashurenu v'loy karav don't mean I look at Mashiach, although he's not close. Rashi in Hoshea teaches us ashurenu v'loy karav means I wait in ambush for the Mashiach. I actively await and yearn and pine and like a lion lurking, awaiting. When is it here? Is it here yet? What are those footsteps? What do I see? What does this mean Mashiach is coming? So back to the Rambam. When the Rambam cites the pasuk, "Erenu v'layata, ashurenu v'laykarav," the Rambam is saying, not I look at the Mashiach, although he's not close. The Rambam is also proving the article of faith to actively await his coming. Ashurenu v'loy karav. I wait in ambush for the coming of Mashiach. Says the Shari Oira, Rav Meir Tzvi Bergman, this is the source in the Chumash that one not only is required to believe in the Mashiach, but to actively await his coming. The Pasuk Ashurenu V'loikarv. So far, we saw from the Smak that the mitzvah to believe in the coming of Mashiach is learned from the Pasuk Anoichi Hashem Aleikecha Asher Hotzeisicha Meretz Mitzrayim. According to the Rambam, we see yet another detail that it's not enough to believe, but one has to actively await his coming, and that we learn from the Pasuk Ashurenu V'loikarev. Let's see the text in the Chavetz Chaim, where the Chavetz Chaim explained that even among the observant Jews, when they look around and they see the widespread, flagrant violation of severe mitzvahs, they throw in the towel. They say, nah, it's impossible for the Mashiach to come. And therefore, we read yesterday, the Chavetz Chaim says that he finds obligatory to establish adaraba, just the opposite. Bizmanenu yoiser karoiv lutzapis Yeshua. In our times, it's more likely for the Mashiach to come. And now the Chavetz Chaim presents the following stunning question. And basically the question is, if you look at the signs outlined in the Chumash of what has to happen for Mashiach to come, we read in Parshas Tzavim what has to happen? Tshuva. Tshuva has to happen. Repentance. Without repentance, Mashiach won't come. But in the times of Mashiach, there will be widespread repentance. Says the Chavetz Chaim, V'ha d'lechoira kasher yistakel ha'adam b'tnoi gu'ulo ha'achroina ha'ksuva b'parshas Tzavim. Seemingly, when we look carefully at the conditions of redemption, of the final redemption, that are enumerated in Parshas Nitzavim, what are they? They will be when we return to God to listen to His voice, in accordance with the mitzvah that He commanded us, with all our heart, with all our soul, anachnu us, uvanenu, and our children. If we do tshuva, God will return our captives. And we look around and we say, well, if Mashiach requires tshuva, well, in our time, are people doing tshuva? No. So I guess Mashiach is not going to come for our time. Says the Chavetz Chaim, according to what we see in our time. Now, the generation is not improved. The generation is not worthy. This gives room to throw in the towel, to be discouraged. As we wrote above. So at first glance, we look at the conditions needed to be fulfilled that are mentioned in the Chumash, and they are national repentance. And we don't see that. So that's somewhat disheartening. But the answer is that the Gemara gives other conditions. And the conditions mentioned in the Gemara are at superficially contradictory to the conditions listed in the Chumash. Says the Chavetz Chaim, "Aval ha-tshuva hazeh," the answer is, "Hu kafi ma shenavar," according to what we will explain, "Dihine l'chayra kasha lanu zais." Behold, the following is difficult to us. Al chazal atzmam, on the words of our sages themselves, Shemasru lanu chachmei ha-mishnah, that the sages of the Mishnah gave us a tradition, the Hagemara and the sages of the Gemara, b'simane ha-gu'ula, of the signs of redemption, simanim she'enam l'shevach klal, signs that are not praiseworthy at all. In other words, the conditions mentioned for gu'ula in Mishnah and the Gemara are just the opposite of what we find in the Chumash. The signs found in the Mishnah and Gemara are very unpraiseworthy. K'maisha amru b'mishnah soif soita, like in the Mishnah at the end of Masechta Soita, or in Sanhedrin in Perek Chelek. What do we read in the Gemara or in the Mishnah regarding the coming of Mashiach? Be'ik v'sad Mashiach chutzpe yeske, in the time, in the period of the footsteps of Mashiach, brazenness will proliferate. V'chulu ve'ein toichecha, there's no rebuke. Na'arim p'nei zekenim yabinu, the young will shame the elderly. Zekenim yamdu b'fnei ketanim, the elderly will honor the young. Ben menabel av, a son disparages his father. Bas kama b'ima, a daughter stands up against her mother, v'chala b'chamoisa, and a daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law. Oyveish anshe besai, the people of a person's household will be his enemy. So this is contrary to what we find in the Chumash. The Chumash talks about national repentance, and the Mishnah and the Gemara talk about widespread breakdown of Jewish society. A degenerate generation. Oidsham, we find further there in the Gemara. Chachmas hasoy from Tisrach. The wisdom of the sages will be despised. V'yirechet yima'esu. Fear of sin will be abhorrent. V'ha'emes ne'aderes. Truth will be missing. And the Gemara explains, with Sanhedrin Isa. Dahainu shenasis adorim adorim v'ha'ilachesla. That means it will, truth will be broken into flocks and flocks and depart. Perush shetechzar ha'emes min ha'olam yoyim yoyim b'shatav gadol ma'od. Truth will be missing from the world in a great torrent. Furthermore, the Gemara says, Oid sham, ein ben David ba v'chulu ad sheyirbu hamalshinos. Ben David won't come until slander will proliferate. V'keyotzev is that dvarim rabim or the like. And many of these signs of the breakdown of Jewish life, the source of them are found in the Chumash as well. So don't say, well, the Chumash has one take on it. The Chumash says we have to have national repentance, and the Mishnah and the Gemara say it's going to take a degenerate society because all of these conditions mentioned in the Mishnah and the Gemara are sourced in the Chumash. And in the prophets. Now, these negative conditions, yeah, sure, we see, they're all met. The positive conditions mentioned in the Chumash, no, we're very far from national repentance. The negative breakdown of society that the Gemara speaks about, that we see, they're all being fulfilled. V'gam kol ha'shar ha'dvar me'inina metzukos. Likewise, the Chafetz Chaim says, all the other conditions of the travails of the times before Mashiach, gam kenis gaimukum, they're also all have been fulfilled. V'lechayra yipale, it would seem that it's a wonder, dehaloi mipsukei ha'toira nir lehepach, from the verses of the Torah, we see the opposite. Shehageula tia kasher noshev al Hashem, that the redemption will be when we repent, when we return to Hashem, k'maisha kasov, like we read in Nitzavim, v'haya chiyavayu alecha, and it will be when it comes upon you. Habracha v'haklala, blessing and curse, v'shavta ad Hashem lekecha, you will return to Hashem your God, v'shamata b'koilai, and you will listen to His voice. V'oz yashev Hashem eshvuscha, then God will restore your captives. And not only is this a condition, meaning not only is national repentance a condition, according to Ramban, it is a promise, it is a prediction. Not only does it need to happen, the Ramban says, the Torah says, it will happen. So how do we reconcile this contradiction? It says, the Chafetz Chaim, v'hu dvar havtacha mei Hashem. This is a promise, a prediction from Hashem, shekeniya bevadeh, that this will be k'may shekasa Ramban. So, in a nutshell, we have a contradiction. The Chumash says, for Mashiach to come, we need national repentance. The Mishnah and the Gemara says, Mashiach is the times of the coming Mashiach, the symptoms of the times of the coming Mashiach are a breakdown of Jewish behavior and society. How do we reconcile this contradiction? And I know you're all yearning to have some insight into this. So even though the Seder is usually Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, this week we're even going to do tomorrow, okay? So put on your schedule. We're going to do tomorrow at 4:30. Next week, I'm out of town. So stay tuned for next week's schedule. But for this week, we will resume 4:30 tomorrow. And hope to see everybody tomorrow at 4:30. Thank you very much.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.